Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Lamed Vav. And today's shiur is sponsored in honor of the forthcoming marriage of Liora Leah Shlomit to Noam Weinberger by Dr. Arthur and Linda Cook. We wish the families a mazel tov and thank you for the sponsorship. It's also sponsored, as we know, this month in memory and Lili Nishmas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzchak Ari Ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the Osteen, Tannenbaum, Bruin, Leichtug, and Greenberg families. Okay, we are on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. A couple of lines up from the bottom. And we're talking about nemanus of different types of people in terms of how do we trust that the mum happens by itself. That was the Mishnah that we had. We had a machlokas. Amoraim, how to understand the machlokas Tanaim. The Mishnah was mechalik between Yisrael and Kohen. Tanakama said Yisrael is ne'eman and a Kohen is not. Rav Shir Gamliel says he's ne'eman al chaver but not on himself. And Rameir says, no, lo danu v'lo me'ido, hachashir al adavar. And we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Was the Kohen and Yisrael in the Mishnah talking about the shepherds or talking about the Bailam? And they each gave svaris in both directions. And Rameir then had to be fit in what was his shita, what was the machlokas about, and the related issues. We spoke about family members being ne'eman. Are family members okay? How many do you need from the shuk? Do you need one? Do you need two? Again, this is different than a regular case of eidecha ne'ema bisurin. Usually eidecha ne'ema bisurin, anybody's believed. And I'm believed about my own stuff. But here, there's specifically issues of chshad. It's not just yisurim, it's kudshim, it's a different status, and that's why it is not in the same category. Good. Let's pick up a couple of lines up from the bottom. Amalir Pabalabaya. Lamed Heyam Abes. Lura Meir de Amar Achashar Aladavar. Lo Donav Lameido. So we've been talking about Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah says, if somebody is chashid in a certain area, he cannot judge or give testimony in that area. Somebody is chashid in the world of kashrus, so then he can't be a mashgiach. If somebody is chashid in the world of dini mamanis, then he can't be a judge. Right? If he's chashid in the world of shatnez, then he can't be a shatnez tester. Whatever he's chashid in, lo donav lo meido. But Rameir has another shita that we had earlier in the Masechta also, says the Gemara. So Rameir here says, if you're chashid, then you can't be a don or meido. Vikamar Rabbi Meir, and we all said earlier that Rameir holds a chashid lo davar echad chashid lo chalatar kula. Rameir says, if you're chashid in one area, then you're chashid in all areas. And we mentioned what's the svar behind that. Maybe it's a package deal, right? You look at Kol HaTorah Kula as one unit, the Arachayim HaKadosh and Parshas Ekev, Kol HaMitzvah. But if that's true, Sir Meir, if he's chashid, he can't judge in that spot. But if he is chashid for one thing, he's chashid in everything. So basically, Kohanim should be Kohanim or Chashudim for Mahatolos Mumbet Bechar. So that's one area that they're chashid. So if they're chashid in one area, they should be chashid in all areas. And according to Rabbi Meir, Lo Donov Lo Ma'ido. So Kohanim should never be trusted, ever. Right, in terms of anything. Kohanim hakanami, tlo daini dina. So Kohanim should never be able to be dayanim, but that's not true. V'haksiv, al piyam yekal rivachol nega. The Pasuk says that they could judge. Rivim, Tosva says, even more basically, Tosva's at the end of Kohani, v'ot hayayachol lahakshos, heich mudr lechol mishchitaso. How could you ever trust the Kohen shechting? V'heich sherim al kol karbanas kulam. All karbanas. Kohanim are trusted in. So how could you ever trust a Kohen? Right? If he's chashid, according to Rabbi Meir, you put these two principles together, so then we're stuck, and Kohanim are never trusted. And Kohanim are trusted, as we know. Right? Kohanim, we trust their machshava. Right? Their machshava plays a major role in terms of the kashrus of the karban. Right? If they're have a problematic machshava, right? The Rambam writes in the Chlepsuli HaMukdashim, thinking Perek Yud Ches, where the Rambam says, if somebody is a Kohen who has an inappropriate thought by Kachim, it's Ki'ilu, he's Matal Mum by Kachim, by Machshavas, but generally we know that Kohenim are trusted. So how do we ever trust a Kohen? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, no, wait a minute. Amar to Amar Rebbe Meir Lachshasha, Lachsukini Mi Amar. Finder Rebbe Meir says that we're Choshesh, in certain cases, right? Hachasher al adavar lo donav lamido, but he doesn't mean we don't know for sure. Lachzukinu miyamar, right? If somebody is muchzak in one area, fine, then it could stretch. But if there's just a chash, so then he doesn't say that. Rashi on top, lachshude b'chashudim miyamar Rabbi Meir chashel davar echad chashel al torah kula hechad muchzak lo donav al davar echad. Right, only if somebody is muchzak to violate one area, so then we might stretch that. But if somebody is chashud, one step less, so we'll be choshed him in one area, but that does not go to other areas as well. Okay, so Ibai Luhu. Aid me pi aid. Ma'o le'edis b'chor. Where we know aid me pi aid is usually not acceptable in most areas of halacha. What about be'edis b'chor? Reuven says, in the name of Shimon, that this mum happened memela. Right, it's not that Reuven knows for sure. So, does that work? So, machlokas. We'll go with our girsa, even though on the side it switches it. Ravasi asar, ravashi shari. One day it says mutter, one day it says, so it says asar. Amale ravasi larvashi v'hotana de menashe ein aid mi pi aid kasher ela le'ed asa isha. How could you say it is acceptable? Don't we have a principle that the only time that aid mi pi aid is acceptable is by aidus isha? Say a woman's husband died. Isn't that the only exception to the rule? So Bachar is not here. So the Gemara says, Tani, switch it. Ela le'edus sheha isha kshira la bilvad. Aid mi pi aid is kasher in a case where an isha would be kshera. So an edus isha would be, woman would be kshera, and by edus bachar a woman would be kshera. Right? We had on yesterday's daf afilu bito. Right? So that's what the Gemara seems to hold. Rav Yemar, one more line. Achsher aid mi pi aid bivachar. Rav Yemar actually didn't just paskin that way in the base medrash, but he matired kari alein. They used to call him meremar yemar shari bachra. Right, Maremar called him Yemar Shari Bukhra, because Yemar was the one that was Machshir. The Hilchaza, Eid Mi Piyed Kusher, Le'edus Bukhar. So we paskin that it is Kusher. Was that like an insult? Was that like just a calling? Or just that he's known as the Matir one? If you want a heter in this case, so you go to Yemar. Okay, good. What would be the, Svara for not allowing Eid Mi Piyed? It's not mamish edus. What would be the svara to allow it? To matter it. Okay, so there are certain areas where we are flexible in terms of what we accept. We lower the standard, so to speak, because of the tzorech. Right, the Rambam, actually we'll go first to the Rashi. Right, Rashi Masechta Shabbos, kuf mem hei amid beis. Right, this Gemara is quoted there too. Right, only le'edus isha bovad. That's what the, in abbiyed kasher, el le'edus isha bovad. Why is abbiyed, accepted by edus isha? Rashi, Lomar Leisha, Meis Bailech, Diakilu Be Rabbanon, Mishum Iguna. Rabbanon were Mako Mishum Iguna, as the Gemara says in Mesechus Yavamis, but then Rashi adds, Vakod Makadesh, Adaita de Rabbanon Makadesh, Vyafkeinu Rabbanon Lekadushimine. Huge topic, based on Kod Makadesh, anyone who gets married does it al Das the Chachamim, and therefore the Rabbanon have the right to uproot the marriage, and therefore they could accept his testimony, because really what they're doing is basically uprooting, right? They say that this marriage is no longer. We'll get back to that phrase, no longer. And then the Gemara says, what about Edus Bachar? And the Gemara has the same askana as we have here. Chassam Sofer, in that Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei, deals with, if this is the Svara for Kol Demakadesh Afkin Rabbanon L'Klusha Minei, that's why we trust by Edus Isha, we trust Isha and ABPA and all these other ones. But one second, we know the Mishnah says in Yevamos, let's say there's a tragic case. Let's say there's a case where a woman was given information, either something happened that she was given information that her husband died, and she gets remarried, and then Rahmanul Islam, what happens? Her first husband walks in, and she already has children with the second husband. So those second children are Mamzerim. And she has to get divorced from the first husband, and it's terrible. But ask the Chassam Sofer. But I don't understand. If the whole heter is based on Afkin Rabbanon L'Kedusha Minei, called the Mekadesh, and the Rabbanon Mekadesh, so doesn't that dissolve the first marriage? And if the first marriage is dissolved, then the second set of children shouldn't be Mamzerim. This wasn't an Eishes Ish, Shezinsa even Bishogeg. Right? It wasn't Eishes Ish. Uprooted the marriage. That's his question. He quotes that from the Panim Meiros. Havlad Wat Lama. My time, Ikyasi Abal Amina Navlad Anishini Mamzer Daraisav Amai Hafkinu. Bishlama, if you say the reason is purely because what the Gemara says, Daika Uminsava, that a woman does her research very well, and there's a chazaka that she wouldn't get remarried unless she did very well, so she did it, and she obviously was wrong. But in that case, you understand why the children should be Mamzerin. But here, what should be the, what's the answer? So there are other approaches to the sugya of called the Makadesh and Afkinu. That it doesn't really mean that it's an uprooting of the marriage meikara. It's somehow breaking the marriage, but it was there in the past. That's a big sugya, not for now. The Chassam Sofer, though, says it could be that Rashi is only talking about in the Hava Mina here. When the Gemara assumes it's limited to Edus Isha, that's where Rashi says this. O Nirlani is Daiti, says the Chassam Sofer there in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei. To Rashi lo kamar elo lasalka daitach, to hikilu be'edus Isha, tfei me'edus. Vehu neged hasvara Right, you would think that Eidus Isha has higher standards than Hatalas Mum. That's what you would think. At this stage of the Gemara, we think that it's purely based on, you only accept the AMPA for Eidus Isha, and not for Bechor. That was the Kasha. So at that stage, Rashi says, oh, it's totally on Afke'inu. V'udavar, but really, it doesn't really make sense, because why should Eidus Isha have a lower standard? V'udavar she'ein hadas sovalto. And that's why Rashi has to bring in a unique Eidus Isha mechanism to explain how Eidus Isha, which is a much more serious context, right? We're talking about Eishus Ish and Kares and Mamzerim. Rashi has to explain why would that be more makel than even Atalas Mum. That's why in the Havamina he quotes that Yisod. Lachain Pirish Rashi, Dilafi Oso Havamina, Tzarech Lomar, Mishum Hachi Kil Eidus Mishum, Shivkiu Chacham Lekidushin. Once we include the kol edus, we include even mum, hatalas mum, in that case, sinachinami. You don't have to say afkeinu. It's not based on afkeinu. And that Mishnah, you could say, Abab Mamzerim is going based on the maskana sagamara, not on the havamina, and that's why the Mishnah says what it says. That's the Chassam Sofer there in Masechah Shabbos. If we look in the Rambam has a much discussed formulation. The last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin. The last Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin also discusses this halacha of a woman being trusted and others being trusted by Eidus Isha. Last halacha in Gerushin. Al yiksha beinecha shehitiru chachamim ha'erva hachamura. As we were just talking about, right? That it doesn't make sense really. It's just the opposite, right? Don't be surprised that Chazal matter the erva chamura be'edus isha o be'ev o eved o shivcha o goy hamesiach lefitumo ve'ed mipied o mipiaksav ublo drishav chakira kamo shebiyarnu. We have all these coolers by Eidus Isha, but the whole second half of Maseches Yevamos, from Daf Peches to the end, talks about Eidus Isha. So how is that? Shelo hikpida Torah al hadas shtei edim v'shar mishpatei haTorah. When does the Torah require two edim? Ella bedaver she'ein ata yachol amod al burio ella mipi haEdim ube edusan. When the only way that you can know what happened is from the testimony of the edim. So then you need the edim. Kigon she'idu shezeh haragazeh o hilva zeh. Whether it's nefashas or mamonis. When do you need edim? When the source of your information is only through the edim. Aval davar she'efshar la'amod al burio shalomi pi'ed azeh. But if you could really know the reality without this aid, v'eina aid yachol lehi shamet im ein hadavar emes, and the aid won't be able to get out of it and give an excuse. Kigon she'shehei shemes ploni, like they say, Reuven died. What if Reuven walks in? There's nothing for him to say. So that's called, as the Gemara is going to say later on today, Be'ez Hashem, Milsa Da'avidi Ligluye. Something that's going to become revealed, that could become revealed. Lo'ikpita Torah Alav. In those cases, the Torah is not makpid on two Edim. Unbelievable. The Torah is not makpid on two Edim only where you don't have another way to find out the information. But if you find out the other way of information, then you can rely on these lower level Eduyos. Shedavar Racho Ku Sheyod Bo Ed Bishaker. Because it's very far-fetched to say that the aid is going to be made checker when he knows his aid could be undermined tomorrow if the husband walks in. Right? So you're very, very far-fetched. So it sounds like from here, again, this is part of a lot of different sugyas, but also the sugya of why does the Torah demand two aidim and not one? Right? Is there more, do we think two aidim are going to be more trustworthy than one? Right, or is it Gzeiras HaKasav? The Rambam has a lashon of Gzeiras HaKasav in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. The Rambam says, by an aid, a navi. How do you know if a navi is a navi ames or a navi sheker? He does certain simanim, but do you know for sure? It's an issur daraisa to believe a navi sheker. Right, how do you know if it's a navi ames? So the Rambam gives all these rules, and then the Rambam says, and after he fulfills all of these simanim, you trust him. He might be lying. This is what the Torah says. If he does these, kimo, just like, the Torah says, believe two witnesses. Even though they might be lying, the Rambam gives that comparison. Gzeiras HaKasav, that you believe them, because the Torah says, these are the rules. So that's the only need to trust them when you wouldn't know the information besides that. But if you would know anyway, so then you can rely on different different Edim. Does that mean that even one Ed is really Neman, just like two Edim, is just that usually you have counter pressure? Interesting. But either way, this is the Rambam. Lefichach, finishing up, Hekilu Chacham V'davar Zeh Ve'avim Me'heminu Bo, Ed Echad, Mipi Shifcha, U'min Aksav, U'blo Shifcha Kira, Kidei Shelo Yisharu Benos Yisrael Agunos. So the Mefarshim talk about, the Rambam has, why do you trust him? Agunos. And Mislav Yidla Gluye, why those two? Maybe one's the mechanism, one's the goal. Because there's a chashiv, there's an aguna issue, that's why the mechanism that works is Mislav Yidla Gluye. The Ravid here says on the Rambam, Daiko Mintzava. Why did the Rambam mention that? Right, a woman is extra super careful. The Rambam didn't mention that factor. That's mentioned in the Gemara. But all of these work together. And there's a Lachem Mishnah here and a Magen Mishnah, but that's the Sugya and Yavamis, but it relates to right here. Right, you hold, we allow Eid Mipi Eid, in this regard, by Eidus Isha and by Hatalas Mum and Bechar. So getting back to our original question, so why wouldn't you trust it by Hatalas Mum? Right? Why wouldn't Eid Mipi Eid work? You know, don't you need that? You don't, it's not real Eidus, is this? So the Reishis Bikurim says, here, quoting based on the Tshuva of the Rivash, certain Eiduyos, though, need the status of a Bezdin. And we know here, you need, or at least a Samuch or a Mumcha, stand in for a Bezdin. And here, by Hatalas Mum, we know you have to show it to a mumche, as we know. Yatir b'char is yatir. So maybe that's the chisaron here. By Eid Mipi Eid is not called in front of the mumche, because the source of the information is not in front of the mumche. It's from somewhere else. V'ikra chisaron shel ksav, v'eid mipi eid hu machmas bezdin, v'im kein kan gabay ataras b'char, kivin the tzorach mumche, pasul Eid Mipi Eid. That's what his suggestion is. Okay. This is this discussion. And again, as I mentioned before, I didn't say who said it. The Sfas Emes on that Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hei, also deals with Eidech Hanema Bisurin, and the like. Why don't you just apply that principle? Eidech Hanema Bisurin is not Begeder Eidus, he says, and he has an important formulation there, but not for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Law. Amar Rabbi Law. Lo Hayu Muchzakim Bo Shu Bechor. What happens if a guy comes into town and he has an animal? We have no idea anything about him or his animal. And he says, Uba echad v'amar shu b'char mumo imo. Neman. He comes down and he says like, hi everyone, this is my animal. It's a b'char, but there's a mum. So there, he's believed. Because we would never have known that he was a b'char in the first place. He comes and says it's a b'char and there's a mum. Neman. Says the Gemara, my kamash malan. What's the chiddush of that? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Law? Shapesh asher wa pesha hitir? The sugya of pesha asar. Right? The power, the mouth, that asard, is the one that we will believe leheter. So, what's the chiddush? Tanina, we already learned that in the Mishnah, Meseches Ksubis. Ha'ishish amra ishazish ha'isi. Vigrusha ani ne'menes. Shepes asher, beshehiter. Woman comes into town. We've never seen her before. She says, hi, I'm divorced. We never knew you were married. So we trust her that she's divorced because she was the one that created the situation of a problem. She said, I was married, but I'm divorced. So we believe her. If we knew that she was married before she left town, and now she comes back into town, then she has to prove that she was her get, because then we already know but it's her beforehand. But if she's the one that creates the problem, so then she is allowed to solve the problem. So isn't that the same case here? It's Pesha Asa Pesha Hitir. So what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Law? We already know it from a Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Mao de Tema, again, a lot to say on that, but let's just finish the sentence, Mao de Tema. No, I might have said that the Mishnah doesn't have relevance to our case. Hassam, who, over there by the woman, the boy lo amra. In the case of the woman coming to town, she didn't have to say a word. She didn't have to say a word. And therefore, if she says a word, we give her nemanis. She could have just come and then gone on a date and gotten married, not saying anything. So that would have worked. The fact that she said something, so we give her nemanis. Ma pesha asar. Aval hacha, but over here, he has an animal that has a mum that was not matured yet by a chacham. So he doesn't have to say anything, he does have to say something. Kohanim are not chashudim to eat tam, karbonos, bachutz. Right? That they're not choshed. They're choshed to say something about their, how the mum got there. But they're not chashud to shech the karbon tam bachutz. So, the Kohen has to say something. So maybe the fact that he already has to say something, you know, he doesn't have as much emunah as the woman. Aval hacha delo sagya delo amra. There's no way that he didn't say anything. Why? To kachem b'chutz lo achil. Kohenim wouldn't eat kachem b'chutz. Meaning why? Because he'd have to shech the b'chutz. Shechita b'chutz is an iser kares. So Kohenim are not chashudim there. So ema Lo ha-pesha asar hu. Maybe this is not a true case of pesha asar. Kamash malon. No, it is. De'i mishum hachi. Because if really he wanted to eat and just go to the Rav and get a heter, havishad be'muma de'nikar v'achilei. He didn't really have to go to the Rav. He could have just chopped off the leg of the animal. He could have just done something else. Again, they are chashed to violate the isra of atalas muma b'char. Right, which is not karis. They're not chashud to violate the isser of shchitas tam bachutz. So therefore, he could have made an obvious mum, and therefore, he wouldn't have had to come to the chacham in the first place. So even he, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Law, even he has the ne'amonis of pesha asar. First, specifically pesha asar. There is a machlokas we've shown him, Rabbeinu Yonah. And others, the Torah quotes this machlokas in Evan Ha'ezer. Whether the pesha asar has to be said tol kedei dibur. Does the woman have to say right away, I was married, but I'm divorced? Or could she be a little more flexible? So the Torah quotes this in Simin Kuf Nun Beis. Lo haisa b'cheskas eishas ish. Uba alafaneinu v'omeres eishas ish ha-yisi ugrusha ni ne'menes. That's the din. Pesha asar. Kasev Rabbeinu Yonah. Dafka betoch kedei dibur. Aval la'achar kedei dibur lo mehemna. Ela imkein nosenes amasla l'dvareha. Rabbeinu Yonah says it has to be tol kedei dibur unless there's an excuse that she gives why she delayed, why she couldn't say it right away. There was somebody else in the room. I was embarrassed. Rabbeinu Yonah says b'ikaron has to be tol kedei dibur. V'rama, quotes the Rama, the Yad Rama, kasav shein tzorach tol kedei dibur. No, you don't need tol kedei dibur. But umikol makom tzorach shetomar kein kodem sheyistalko mayoso inyan kozman shetasok bo tol kedei dibur shel dibur ha'achron asukin boso inyan. As long as you're still involved in the case, you don't need tol kedei dibur. Machlokes, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rama. V'nira li, and the Ratur now himself says, Shein sarech lo lazeh v'lo lazeh. You don't even need that. Kiva sheina okeres dvareh harishonim. Ela mosefes alehen lomar nisgarsha. V'kiva shelo yadanash ha'yseh eshazish. Ela apian emenes. No, it could be tomorrow. She's the one. She's the reason. The source of the Yisr. So therefore, even if she delays. Interesting to think about what that machlokes is about. Why would you need it? Limited to be oker, tol kedei dibur, asukin bosu inyan. Those are the different deos in the tour. Good. Pesha asar. I guess maybe we'll wait with this in terms of its relationship to Migu, because the Gemara is going to bring that up. The two places in Shas, this we mention often, but it's always good to review. There are only two places in Shas where the Gemara says, Lama likra svarahu. That lashon. Why do you need a pasuk for this? When the Gemara calls a pasuk for a din, isn't it just a svara? And svara is on the level of daraisa. One of the two places is Pesha Asar. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Memvav, and Ksubas Chav Beis. Ksubas Chav Beis says, by Pesha Asar, the Gemara first quotes a pasuk, and then asks Lama likra svara, and the Gemara accepts that, and therefore says it is a svara. So Pesha Asar is a svara on the level of daraisa. And the other context is Baba Kama, Memvav, Hamotzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya. Those are the two places where the Gemara says, those are pure svaras, you don't need a pasuk. And the kasha that the Achronim then ask, the Pnei Yoshua, Pnei Yeshua, in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas, the Pnei Yeshua says, Svara is on the level of Daraisa. So the Gemara there says, making a bracha before we eat is a Svara. Asher lehanos be'olam hazeh, below bracha. The Gemara's maskana, they try to find a pasuk, but the Gemara's maskana is, the reason we say a birchas hanehenin before we eat and drink is, maybe before we smell too, that's a different makar later on in the sixth parak, but the reason we make a bracha is because asher lehanos asked the Pnei Yeshua, so why is making a bracha din derabanan? Should be a din daraisa. Right? It's a svara. Making a bracha should be a daraisa. And the Pnei Yeshua says, lule de mistafina, that's what I think. I think it's daraisa, even though I would still admit, safek brachos lahakel. I don't think those two have to contradict each other. Right? The Gemara, we know that from elsewhere. The Rabbanan is a din daraisa, but still, there's the, if you're not sure, then there's a suffix of Shem Hashem, right? Shalah Bracha Shein Atzricha. So that there's counter pressure. So even if it's a din daraisa, I can explain why you would say suffix brachas lahakel. That's the Pnei Yeshua. The kasha is, so how you machalik? The Tzlach there talks about it, but the Benchas Asher discusses this in a different context, and he says, what's the answer? There's different types of svaras. What we might call logic of the heart and logic of the mind. Purely intellectual svaras versus emotional religious svaras. If you ask the average non-Jew on the street, does that make sense? Sure. Pesha Asa Pesha Hiter, does that make sense? Sure. That, maybe even legal systems might hold of that. Making bracha before you eat. You hold of that? You think it? They don't make brachas before they eat. Why not? If it's so logical, why do they make brachas? Because it's a religious svara. It's not just a pure intellectual. When does the Gemara say that there is svaras on the level of daraisa? That's by pure intellectual svaras. Motzi mechaber lavaraya, pesha asa b'shita, you don't need a pasuk for that. But for a religious svara, of course you need a pasuk. He even asks, what? There are a lot of mitzvahs that make sense. All mitzvahs that make sense, so you should say what you need a pasuk for. It's logical. No. What? Why is there a mitzvah of kibud av v'aim? Right, why is there a mitzvah of los irtzach and los enaf? Why is there a mitzvah of atzarecha gamocha? A lot of halachas make sense. Of course you need a pasuk if it's a religious svara. It's not a pure law. So therefore, there's different context. Different context. Let me just... Ain't based matters below Chiddush, so I don't usually add this, but it's the one Hosafa. There is, I saw recently, some Achronim deal with the Shar HaMishpat, I think, in Choshe Mishpat, deals with the Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak in Shavuos, quotes many sources for women being excluded from the carbon Shavuos Eidus, the carbon for denying testimony and swearing about it, causing somebody a monetary loss. They're potter from that. And there's psukim that describe why women are excluded from Eidus. Right, but understand Hashem, all different demakaras. So some achronim ask the Shar HaMishpat, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude women from Eidus? Isn't it a mitzvah that says zman grama? Eidus is only by yom. So if women are pturis from Eidus, so then it's a zman grama. That's where they're not chayiv in the karban. What do you need a pasuk for to teach me that women are pater from Eidus and therefore are excluded from Eidus and therefore from the karban shvuas Eidus? Isn't it just mitzvah that says zman grama? So that's a huge, big discussion. The definition of a mitzvah zeishes zman grama. It might not be a zman grama. But let's say it is. Let's say it's a mitzvah zeishes zman grama. Eidus. Maybe there's another answer. Women are pturis from which type of mitzvah zeishes zman grama? There's only five in Chazal. Right? And then there's, well, we think there's so many. Right? There's many in the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss many more. Right, Bikurim and Tzvir Saomer and many others have discussed what's his ban grama. But in Chazal, Tzitzis Tfilin, Shofar Lulav Sukkah. Right, five. What are those five? Those are religious acts. Maybe the patur of his ban grama is only by religious acts. When it comes to Eidus, which is basic logic monetary systems, maybe there's no patur of that. There's no patur of his ban grama when it comes to that. Women are a part of this system. And therefore, you don't have the patur of zman grama by Eidus. Right? And therefore, again, there are other answers to explain why Eidus is not a zman grama. But even if you want to say Eidus is a zman grama, maybe there's a difference. The same type of chilek that we make here between logic of the heart, logic of the mind, by svaras and brachas and daraisa derabanan, could say a similar chilek there in terms of the patur of zman grama. Patur of zman grama maybe only applies to religious obligations, but when it comes to being part of logical systems and financial systems, maybe it wouldn't apply. Again, it's a parallel. It's a parallel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Here we go. We just explained why the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Law? Maskefla Mar Baravashi Maishna. But why is it different than the following case? Mehukavet to Oger Lechamer Lechavre. A person hired out, rented out his donkey to his friend. Don't take the donkey on the Nar Pakod road. There's always water there, and that's going to be bad for the donkey. Take the Danarsh road. There's no water there. And it doesn't matter what Waze says. Take this road, right? Sometimes you have to use the human intellect to overcome. So, he goes on the path that he wasn't supposed to go on, who mischamer, and the donkey died. Va'asav amarle, and he tells the maskir, Berchad denar pakod asli, I went on the wrong road, umi umis mayelohavi, but there was no water there. It didn't die because of that. So obviously this I could have come back and said that he went on the good road. But instead he admits that he went on the bad road, but he says there was no water, says he believed. So that's called a migu. Right? He could have tainted something else. Do we give him the benefit of the claim because he tied to the worst claim? So v'yamar Rava malo l'shaker, right? Rava says he has a migu. E boy amar b'urcha denar shazli. He could have said I went on the good road. He says he went on the bad road, so that's why and he says nothing, it was no water, so we believe him. That's a migu. V'yamar Abaya, malo l'shaka, malcham edim, lo amrinan. Abaya says you don't say migu when you have edim to the contrary, meaning there are edim that there are always water there. Ki'ilu. There's edim that there's always water in it, so it doesn't matter that he says there was no water there. We don't believe him. It's migu, malcham edim. Or Rashi also says, so what's the kasha? So we're saying, how do we say pesha asur in our case? Isn't also, it's b'makam edim, because kohanim are chashudim. Kasha. By the way, this Gemara sounds like a raya to Rashi, machlokas Rashi Tosas there in Ksubis. Is migu the same thing as a pesha asar? Is pesha asar just an example of migu? Big discussion in the Rishonim, but this Gemara seems to be linking the two, because we quote him pesha asar, and then we're asking a kasha from a migu. Unless you're saying it's not a raya that they're the same, there's a raya that they're parallel. You don't have to say that this Gemara is proving that they're one and the same. It could be. Could be. Sounds that way. But it could also be that they're parallel. And therefore, Migu Magamedim, Peshasa Magamedim. So, it's not a foolproof raya to others. Also, the Ritva adds, the Ritva in Ksubis, on Daf Chav Zayin says, the whole issue of Migu Magamedim, the Machlokas here, between Abai and Rav, is only because it's not real Edim here. It's Chashud, it's Mayim. Is there always water? Oh, most of the time. By a real makam edim, even Rava would agree that you don't say migu. Migu makam edim. It's just that here, it's different. Says the Ritva, Ksubas Chav Zayin. To call hecha davi migu makam edim, mamish. Afilu rabba mode she'en adam ne'eman bishum migu keneged edim. Aval hacha lo hayu edim mamish kenegdan. Elashal harov shchichi tamon maya. V'kivan dekein, sover abaya doha haves. The edim, v'rabba sover. Kivan de zimnin delaka maya. Avagav de miyutahu. Shaper of Dina Bamigu. That's an important ha'ara of the Ritva. But either way, so that's the kasha here. What do you do? It's Migu Makamedim, so why would we trust this guy who comes with his Bachar and says, hi, it's a Bachar and I put a mum in it? Is that Migu Makamedim? Answer, Hachiyashta, wait a minute, there's a difference. Hasam Vada Ikamaya. There, it's really Ki'ilu Dera Edim, because there's always water in that place. Hasam Vada Shadi Be Muma. Here, is it Vadai? Kohanim put mum in chashashahu. Makam chashash arminim olo l'shaker. This is not really makam edim. This is less makam edim than the case of the water. Yosef Ravina v'kamala shmaitza below gavra. Ravina said this over, not in the names that were just suggested. Amalei Rav Azuti, the Ravina, anam, mishmedi Rabbi Law, masin in law. We heard this in the name of Rabbi Law. He said it nameless, and we said no. Like we had it earlier, we heard it in the name of Rabbi Elah. Period. Again, migu is a huge topic. The chakira of the achronim is migu. Why do we believe in migu? Is it what we would call ne'emanas? He's obviously telling the truth because, you know, he could have said a better claim. Or is it what Rabbi Chanan and others call koachataina? Koachataina. We give the power of the claim that you could have claimed to the what you did now. Well, you, with a claim that you said claim A, you could have said claim B. So we say Kilus, you said claim B. You give you the power of saying claim B. So many chakiras, just one nafkamina, which is maybe the most graphic. The most graphic nafkamina in terms of shin koachataina. It's amazing that there is even such a shita. Right? The Rambam quotes. The Rambam quotes in Hilchas Yibum, Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel and Hilchas Yibam. Right? The halacha is, let's say, somebody comes and says that, this is my son. He said, this is my son, and then he dies. The question is, does his brother have to do Yibam? Do we trust that, he has a son? And there's no chiv of Yibam. Ha'omer Zebani, Osha Omar Yeshli Banim, Hari Zeneman, Upotras Ishtom, and Achalisu and Yibam. Right? That's what we have. A person has that special Ne'emanus, Gemara and Kiddushin, Yakir, he has that Ne'emanus. Says the Mishnah Melech here quotes the Gemara. Why is he allowed to do that? Because b'yado l'garsha. After all, he could divorce his wife today and prevent her from having to be stuck in Yibum. So if he says yesh li banim, he also is believed because he is a migu that he could have said b'yado l'garsha. Right? A man knows he's deathly ill. He's about to die. He doesn't want his wife have to do Yibum. He could divorce his wife. He says yesh li banim. So migu, he could have said b'yado l'garsha. He is allowed to. He is believed. Fine. Ach, Yeshla, his topic says, and then he continues, I'm sorry. V'yaf agav de gabi baal shamar girashi es ishti. Ikem adarad eino ne'eman. If a person says that I divorced my wife, right, even though that's a machlokas, okay. But he says, Yeshli banim, he's believed. Because biyodo lagarsha. Ach, Yeshla, his topic. Listen to this suffix. The Mishnah Melech quotes. Could the brother now, I'm sorry, this woman, the man dies. Could this woman marry a Kohen? Well, why can't the woman marry a Kohen? Her husband died. The husband was only believed to say Yeshli Banim because Biyad Lagarsha. So do we say it's Ki'ilu? She's divorced and she can't marry a Kohen. You would think, come on! There's a Shita that says she can't marry a Kohen. Yeshli Estapik, Ishaya Lakohen, Tekiva Dinamunaso, whom Ishum, Diboy Magarishla, Imkain Lakohen Asira, Umatsasi, Bagos, Harif, that's the Shulti Giborim. O Moriz Geni Arav Kasav She'eno Namalatira Elali Yisrael She'ocholatira Lo Begito Avolola Kohen She'en Yocholatira Lo Begito. Acharamban Chalakalav. Right, the Ramban he argues and he says, of course not. What are you talking about? That's only what he says. Biyado, he didn't divorce her. Unbelievable. But again, that shita highlights this idea of amigo is as if you said the other claim, so much so that it might be limited in this regard. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Tzadok, story time. Rabbi Tzadok havilei bukhra. Rabbi Tzadok had a bukhar, Ramalei, Sare, Besale, Nasre, Kaile, Aruva, Aruva, Klufa. He put barley in a basket, but some of the basket had little sharp willows sticking out of the sides of the basket. Pahadi tekaacha lives a sisse, and while the bukhar was eating from the basket, the barley, its lip got cut. And the shayla is, oh, did he dafka give this basket in order to the Bukhar gets a mum? So as the Rabbi Yeshua, Amarle, Klum Chilaknu Min Chavar Lama Aretz, he says to Rabbi Yeshua, is there a difference between a rabbi, a Talmud Chacham Lama Aretz, meaning obviously I didn't do this, but am I included in the Chashud? Amarle Rabbi Yeshua, Hain, yeah, there's a Chiluk, don't worry about it. Don't worry, you're not Chashud. As the Kamadir Rabbi Gamliel, Amarle Chilaknu Min Chavar Lama Aretz, Amarle Rabbi Gamliel, lo! Here's one of the famous Machlokos, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel says, of course there's no difference, and you're Chashud. Amarle Rabbi Yeshua, Amarle Hain, but Rabbi Yeshua told me I'm okay. Amarlo, Rabbi Gamliel says, Hamtena Shialu, Bali Tracin Labesa Medrish. Wait for the Bali Tracin, right? We know this Lashon from Brachas, right? Wait for the Bali Tracin to come into the Beis Medrish. Wait for the Talmidei Chachamim to come in. And why are they called the Bali Tracin? Why are Talmidei Chachamim called shield bearers? A tris is a shield. Why not sword bearers? Why Dafka Bali Tracin? So whenever this comes up, we like to quote Rav Kook in the Ein Aya, there in Brachas Chavzayin, in Os. Hey, yesh milchemes magain u milchemes tigra. Right? There's what we might call defensive and offensive battles. Milchemes tigra mechavenes lahapilho yevu la'abdo. Right? Offensive battles want to make the enemy fall down. U milchemes magain lahachzik ma'amad atzmo. It's just about protecting your own position. Mekain hadeos. Haraos, also opinions. Kitchen lochamim aleim srichem latzeis b'lochamet tigra la'avdon. If there's a wrong opinion, an apikaris opinion, you have to go out and destroy it. Ad hayisod lebal yar ilu ba'arson. So you don't get caught in its poison. Aval divrei Torah shagam ha'osrim kahamatirim heim divrei elokim chayim heim. But when it comes to Torah, all the opinions have value. Right, all the opinions have value. Rak shekol echad mechuyav lahachzik b'daito shehi lefi deo mechuvenes lamita shel halacha lasos ma'isak emosa al kain eina ki'im milchemes magain. Every milchamta shel Torah is a milchemes magain, not a milchemes tigra. Right, limso maimin lamaisa p'daito avapisha gam dasu waso idash shleima umikar kadosh yinovas. I understand the other person is entitled to an opinion. Al kain nikru tamidich hachamim amasaskim ilu avikuchim bali treisin. Tovsi Magin. Unbelievable. That's the Ein Aya, Aya, Avram Yitzchak HaKohen, Cook, Ein Aya there in Brachas Chav Zayin. We only have Rav Cook in Ein Aya on Meseches Brachas and Meseches Shabbos. Those are the only two that we have. Okay, says the Gemara. So, wait for the Bali Tracin. Kivish Nechlasu, the Beis HaMedrash, once they came in, Amar HaShoal V'Shoal. So then, the Shoal stood up again. Who is the Shoal? So we think it's Rabbi Tzadok. Stood up, V'Shoal, Klum Chilaklam in Chavar Lama Aretz, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Lav. Rabbi Yeshua says, no chilek. What do you mean? He told me that yesterday you said, yes, chilek. Yeshua, amona raglecha v'yidubacha. Stand up and testify. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, ragla v'yamar, hecha esa. What should I do? Imali ani chai v'hu meis. If Rabbi Tzadok was already dead, and I was alive, yochal achai lachish is a meis. I could contradict what happened. Achshav shani chai v'hu chai. Hecha yochal lachish is a chai. What could I do? What could I do? I can't contradict. So therefore, you got me. Right, and Rashi says, Chosrani bi, Bahaya Rabbi Galil, Omeid v'Doresh, and the rest of the day, Rabbi Galil was darshaning, Rabbi Yeshua, Omeid al-Raglav, and Rabbi Shua withstood. Embarrassing. He made him stand up the whole shiur. Acharidnu kala'am va'amru l'chuspis ha'maturgaman amod b'yamad. Until they said, chuspis ha'maturgaman, stop! Right? He was the one that was being mashmiya, Rabbi Gamliel. Shiur, stop already! It's so embarrassing. And he stopped. Okay, big discussion. We can't do it now. Just to note about standing while learning. It says here, Rabbi Gamliel was standing, Rabbi Shua was standing. Weren't they always used to stand? The Tosafot Yerushalmi Amad here quotes a Yerushalmi about standing and learning. The Raman Yaradeya talks about this. Reish Mem Vav Yud Gimel, the Tzlach on that Gemara and Brachas. There's a lot of discussion, which we don't have time for right now. But I do want to say one other unbelievable Ha'ara. And that is, the Gemara says, they told Chuspas HaTurgaman. Tosafot, Rabbi Chuspas HaTurgaman, Me'asara Harugei Malchus. It's one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. Chuspas HaTurgaman. Right, remember, he was the one, the Gemara has 2 days in Kiddushin, about what turns Acher off. Right, Elisha ben Avuya, what turned them off? So one opinion is that, right, he saw a father ask a boy to go do Shiloh HaKan, the two mitzvahs that have to do with Arichas Yamim, and the boy died, coming down from the tree. So that's like, must not be Schar Va'onesh. But the other day is that he saw the tongue of Chuspas HaTurgaman being eaten by a pig, Rachmana Litzlan. Right, that this Zeus Torah, Zeus Schara. So that's the. It's one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. But what is Tosfos adding here? What's Tosfos adding? So the Chashukei Chemed here discusses the following case. There was a Chassan that was close with his Rosh Yeshiva, but his Rosh Yeshiva was very, very busy, and he begs him to come to a Shavarachas. Finally he says, fine, I'm coming for 10 minutes. That's it, I'm very busy, I'm going to come for 10 minutes, give a little Dvar Torah, and then leave. Fine. So the Chassan at the Shavarachas, the Rosh Yeshiva is coming, and it's great, it's amazing, it's exciting, and then finally, the time he's supposed to come, he's running a little late. So they ask somebody else to get up and speak, meanwhile. And in the middle of his speech, 4 minutes in, the Rosh Yeshiva comes. What happens? The guy continues talking. He doesn't stop and let the Rosh Yeshiva go right away, and everybody's like murmuring, everybody's uncomfortable. They just got this whole speech that the Rosh Yeshiva's in a rush, and he's only coming for 10 minutes, and why don't they just sit down? And finally, the father of this other guy who's giving the drasha gives him a whisper and says, it's not right. You should stop. So he's out of, okay? So he sits down, the Rosh Yeshiva gets up for 5 minutes, even less than that, and then he runs out. And the question that this other speaker asks afterwards is like, do I have to ask tshuva? Did I do something wrong? Because everybody else was, I was thinking Dvar Torah, but I was making everybody uncomfortable, and then I was causing the Rosh Yeshiva, damage. So do I need kapara for that? If you're using Torah, and you're using it, and people are uncomfortable with you using Torah, you need kapara for that? Says the Chashukei Chemed, yes. Yes. I think you matzar the rabbim. Even somebody who's saying different Torah, if you're being matzar the tzibur, who don't want to listen to your Torah, right? Especially here, they want to listen to the Rosh Yeshiva's Torah, then that's a problem. And Ke'ein Raya, quotes our Gemara. What's Tosfos saying? Chuspas HaMaturgaman. So the Chok Nasan here, one of the Akronim says, what's Tosfos saying? Rechmona Litzlan? Right, what happened? Rabbi Yeshua was in the middle of standing up. Who was the one that's being Mashmiya? The Shir Chuspas HaMaturgaman. So finally they said, stop already, stop already! Meaning, so what, you're being Mashmiya Torah? If you're being Mitzar Rabbi Yeshua while you're being Mashmiya the Torah, that's wrong. Right? And Rechmona Litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medakti Kuchut HaSaira, that Lashon, that was Mitzayr of Yeshua with the Torah, Rachmana Litzlan. Tosfos, Me'asar HaRugei Malchus. Right? Tosfos says that that line, that's the Chok Nasan. That's the Chok Nasan. V'haylo the Reb Chutzvitz, K'shara Shagadzer Rav Galil Rabbi Yeshua, She'yamad HaRaglov Lishtok, V'lo Laniach Rabbi Yeshua, V'oso Tzar Cherinu Kalam V'armelo Lishtok, L'chinen Nashmida K'negen Mida, Oy, Rachmana Litzlan, V'Hashem HaTov Yechaper Ba'deinu. So that's one. But the Chashukei Chemed says maybe there's no raya from there. There it's medaktik im tzadikim kuchut asayra. But you do see from there she'ein lalami Torah b'shoshi yish talmud chacham mitzar. We probably knew the don't you call it tzibur mitzar. The whole tzibur is mitzar, right? And that's why I think the message is for every rabbi to know when he's going too much overtime, right? And when the tzibur doesn't really want to listen, it's a balance. Sometimes the tzibur doesn't want the rabbi to talk at all. The rabbi has a chiyuv of talmud Torah and being mashmiya, right? My father-in-law always likes to quote: in the olden days, the rabbi spoke twice a year. And everybody listened. And nowadays, the rabbi speaks every Shabbos, and not too many people listen. Okay, but Baruch Hashem, there are many, many places, Baruch Hashem, in Am Yisrael, that they want to hear the Torah, and we all want to hear the Torah. Anyway, but there is that idea. The rabbi has to be in sync. I quoted that Me'iri, the Me'iri in Pirkei Avos, on the first mission of Pirkei Avos. The Me'iri says, Asus Yag LaTorah. What does he say? Even in Torah, don't talk so long, if it's not going to be constructive. The Meiri, make a fence for the Torah. The Yerali Bebir Zeh, Shu Hizahir, Leos Kaladam Shomer Pishe Piv Lases Lohem, Bal Yachbid Hashom Imbohem, Kol Shekin, Kushamadabra Bedivre Torah, Shloydabra Bohem, Ela Bizman Haraui, Bashir Haraui, Ubimakam Haraui, Ubidvaram Haruim Lo, Imitido, Imitada Shomim. Right, you have to know the context of a chuppah, the context of a Dvar Torah in Shul, the context of a speech at a simcha. Right, even if we're giving Divrei Torah, we have to know. Even at a family simcha, we have to be cognizant of what's appropriate and what's being mitzar the tzibur. Even if I have a lot to say about my son, he's the greatest bar mitzvah, I'm sure they want to hear this. It's not time for a long drasha. Right, and we have to be recognized that. That's the Meiri, Asus Yagla Torah. Okay, Rabosai, we continue. Says the Gemara. Bechoros is very exciting. Says the Mishnah. Ne'eman ha-kohen lomar her'esi bechor zeh u'bamumhu. A person, a kohen, is believed to say, I showed this bechor to such and such a rabbi. I showed this bechor to such and such a rabbi. Rashi says, you have to also add in, and there are edim that he didn't make the, he wasn't mount to the mum. The Rashi doesn't say that, because you could assume that the rabbi who gave the psak did his research. But Rashi says you have to mention that. Amrav Yudamar Rav, ne'eman ha-kohen lomar bechor zeh nosan li'yisro b'mumo. Different shot. Different halacha. A kohen could say, Yisrael gave me this bechor. My time, oh, why? Call milsa. As we said earlier, anything that could be found out, they could go ask the Jew. They could go ask the rabbi. People don't lie. Amar Rav Ashi, Avanan Amitanina, we also learned in the Mishnah. Ne'eman ha-kohen lomar her'esi bechor zeh u'bamumu. My time, oh. So what's the reason in our Mishnah that you trust the kohen to say, I showed it to the rabbi? La mishum darmina call milsa davidi legluye lom shakri ba'inshi. Isn't that the reason? So what's the chiddush of Rav, if we already know from the Mishnah that the Kohen is believed to say, I gave this to the Bechor, I showed this to the Rabbi, so the Yisrael gave it to me. So, Hasam hu dekach, no, maybe in the Mishnah is different. Hasam hu dekachim bachutz lo achil, by over there, he's not going to eat kachim bachutz. So therefore, as we said earlier, we trust that he gave it to the, showed it to the Rabbi. Aval hacha give it to chashidi chashidi, but here, maybe he's chashid about being matal mum. Fine. Mazer Rav Shizvi, Ha'omer L'misha Ein Ne'eman Ala Meiser. The Mishnah says in Demai. If somebody says to someone who's not Ne'eman Ala Meiser, Kachli Mishu Ne'eman O Mimishu Hu Maaser Eino Ne'eman. If I tell somebody who's not Ne'eman Ala Meiser, please go get me some fruits and vegetables from someone who is Ne'eman, he's not believed. Why not? Amai Ne'eman Komos L'Avid L'Glu Yalom Mishakri Ba'inshi. Why don't we say the same Chazaka? It's, you can be found out. Shiny Hassam, the Isla Lishta Mute. No, there, yes, he could literally sneak out of it. Meaning he could say, oh, I thought he was an Ammon. Right? He can make up the stories. Like where it says, Seif of Ali Messiah. The Seif of that Mishnah is Ariah. Because if somebody says, go get me fruit from Me'ish Ploni, Hare's an Ammon. So that's Ariah, right? Isn't that Ariah that Milsa David Gluye? Answer, no. Hasam, Kivan Disle Toveya Mirtas. There it's different. It's not Milsa David Gluye. It's that if you ask for a specific person, you're obviously very medactic, and you're probably going to go speak to him. That's why there's that chazaka. But it's not a general Milsa Davidi Ligluye. Added Rabbi Yehuda know this statement about trusting the Kohen. Ana Begidol Kavate. I taught it to Rav Gidol. The Gidol Kava Bedidei. And Rav Gidol told Rabbi Yehuda, and he has it wrong. V'halchi Amarle. This was the din. Ne'eman Yisrael Omar Bechor Zeh Nasati L'Kohen B'Mumo. Not that the Kohen could say the Yisrael gave it to me with a mum. The Yisrael could say I gave it to the Kohen. So Gemara says, Yisrael Pshita, why is that a Chiddush? Of course the Yisrael is believed. Lo Tzricha Bekatan V'Higdil. Rashi says it's wrong with the animal. He gave the animal when he was very little, and now he's grown up. So ma de tema lo kimle. Maybe that you don't recognize the animal perfectly. Kamash malan. That's the chiddush of katan. Rabbeinu Gershom here says it's talking about the person was a katan, but we'll go with Rashi. Besura masu kalishna basra. Sura went like the lishna basra. It's the Yisrael talking. But b'matisa kalishna kama. It's the Kohen talking. B'hilchos avilu kalishna kama. And we paskin even lakula. Rafram bepumbadisa avale bukhra. Rafram had a bechor of Yavil, but Yavil le Kohen below Muma. And Rafram gave it to the Kohen without a mum. Azal shadabe Muma. And that Kohen was not such a fine individual. He put a mum in it. Yomachad cholish beine. One time Rafram had an eye ache. His eyes were hurting him. I guess everybody heard about it. So this Kohen took the opportunity to say, I'm going to go to Rafram today. He's not going to see so well. I'm going to show him this mum. I see lekamei amarle bechor zeh nasan li Yisrael b'mumo. He said, oh, this bechor was given to me by Yisrael b'mumo. Our farsini le'ene. He picked up his eyes with all his might and he sees what's going on here. Chazi b'shikrei amarle lavanat yavite lecha. No, it's not. This isn't this the one I gave you? You're a liar. But he still didn't change the psak that everyone else would be believed. Why? We don't have to be choshe that the whole world are a bunch of liars, even though this case was a liar. The second chashuke chemed, just because we had one before, so just have one more, also on this line, of chalash be'enei. Chalash be'enei, about, again, talking about refuah, which could be in 1,000 places. So he talks about a case, he had a shayla, someone who is working in the hospital on Yom Kippur. And there's a big chance that he's going to be running around, pikuach nefesh, sakanas lefashas. He wants to know, right now, there's no pikuach nefesh lefanav, but he wants to know if he should eat pachas pachas bikashir, to have strength, to have koach, to be able to function properly when the situation comes up. So he quotes from the Shmir Shabbos, this parallel case, to a soldier. It happened with my son. Right, this case, exactly. When he was in a unit on Yom Kippur, and they told him to eat pachas pachas mikashir. He was doing shmirah wherever he was, because rachmana l'tzlan, you gotta be strong enough to be able, if something comes up. The Shmir Shabbos says, mutter lecho pachas pachas mikashir kafi atzarech, before the tzarech comes up, because there's really a tzarech right now. So the Chashuk HaChemet says, maybe bin yaneinu the same thing, unless you're machalik. Maybe a chayal animsa pekonenut malaya hu atzmo besakana v'itztarech kei beis atzorech liilachim al chayav b'toch pehala upachan v'itachish lo yuchalecho beis hatkafa al chayav. But maybe in the hospital is different. But he says if they think that he's not going to have time, then he would have that heter too. So he says that on cholash be'enei line. Weiter. Hu sarua. A sarua is the mum where you have one limb bigger than the other one, so it's obviously a mum that's been there forever, from congenital. Does look like the Ravashi, Amar, Solomai Nechash, Ravashi says, what's the issue? Ikoinu Yisrael, who are Bechor v'mum o'ivo. It's a mum. What are you worried about? Amar Ravino Ravashi, V'domi Yisrael, who, maybe it's a Yisrael, V'amar Rav Yehuda, Ein Roan Bechor Yisrael, Elam Kein Koinimo. Maybe the issue is not that it's obviously a mum from birth, but we aren't matir a Bechor mum if the Kohen's not there, because maybe the Yisrael's just going to keep it then. Because if it's a mum, then there's no iser. You have to give it to the kohen, but he throws a lot to eat it. Amalei hachi ashta. Wait, hasam niita kachin b'chutz lo achil. Amamoni the kohen chashid. Right, fine. He doesn't eat kachin b'chutz, but he's chashid on the moment of a kohen. That's what we're worried about here, right? A Yisrael's going to keep it. But hacha michdi. But this guy, let's see, yada dahay mum muvaku. This is an obvious mum from birth. Why did he come here to ask me? My time asks you a kamei rabbanan. Mishim kvoda the chacham. Obviously, because he had covered for me, he wants to give me the chance to be matir. Akvod the Chacham lo avar isura avar avid, right? He gave me such covets. Obviously, I don't think this is a guy who's going to pull funny business, and therefore it is mutter. Period. Hakol ne'amanim amume meiser. Meiser, as we know, also if it gets a mum, so then it does. It's able to be eaten. It's not a karban. So everybody's believed in amume meiser. Rashi says on suffik meiser. What's the case? The case is where, let's say by mistake, I'm putting them through the gate and I counted 9 as 10. What's the halacha of that animal? It has kedushas meiser, but it can't be hukrav. So that's the kind of case where we're worried that the Yisrael is going to do something because he's stuck. If it's a karban, there's no chshad, because you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, right? But in this case, there's limbo. You can't do anything with it. So everybody's believed. So my time, why? The boy, shadi be'muma me'ikara, because he could have put a mum before it went out the gate. Miyada hey nafik, how do you know which one's going to go out? V'chitema mafik lei, b'reish asor, and if you say, you're going to push this one out, lo yivaka mitov l'ram, rachman. The Torah says, you're not allowed to do that. You have to let the animals go out by themselves. Ela, the boy, shadi be'muma be'kulei adre. You can make all of them have a mum, and then you're covered. So because it's like a migo also, because you have this, that's why he's going to be believed. Bechar, a little more. Shenismes eno. Vishenikta yada. A bechar that has an obvious mum. Missing an eye, front leg. Vishenisra raglo. Harize yishachet api gimel b'nei knesses. Right? You don't need mumchin, just three people. Gimel b'nei haknesses. You have to have some basic level of knowledge. Rashi says, enam chachamim. They're not the wisest in this area. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Afilu Yesham Chav Gimel in Rishchadel Api Mumche. No, you need a Mumche, Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Simloi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Travayo Mishwe, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Amri. V'Amri La, Rabbi Simloi, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Travayo Mishwe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Amri. Hataras Bechor, Bechutz La'aretz, Alpi Shlosha B'nei Haknesses. Hataras Bechor in Chutz La'aretz. Why in Chutz La'aretz? Because you can't give. A Bechor that's born in Chutz La'aretz is not Roy Lakrava. Not Roy Lakrava. We'll see that later. Rashi quotes, Ain't a Roy Lahakriv, Afilu Bezman Amigdash. So if it's not anyway going to be a karban, so there's no shchut echutz anyway iser here. So even by shlosha b'nei, even by three people that are not Bikiya. Amarava uba mumin mufakim. By obvious mumin. That's what we're talking about. I kamashma latanina. That's what the Mishnah says. Bakarshis bezain of shigla yad of shishba ragla or is he shachet up gimel b'nakanasis. What's the chiddush? Imi mas nisa and have amina b'chutz la'aretz afilu mumin she'ein mufakim. Maybe chutz la'aretz is one notch down. Even non-mumin mufakim. Vahai diktani mufakim al-diecha kochad Rabbi Yossi. Even a mufak Rabbi Yossi says needs a mumcha. Kamash Malan, no, even only Mufakim. Am Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Abba, Safik v'shei the Rav, Safik v'shei the Shmuel, Gimel Matinas HaBachor b'malkem shein Mumcha. If there's no Mumcha, you could have three. My Kamash Malatanina, Arizi Yishakad Afi Gimel B'nei HaKnesses. Again, the Mishnah says that. Imi Mas Nisan, Hava Amina, if it's only from the Mishnah, Hava Amina, I would have said, Afilu b'malkem Mumcha. Even if there's a Mumcha, they could use these three. Kamash Malan, b'malkem shein Mumcha. In Malkam Sheish Mumcha, low. They're only allowed in a case where there is no Mumcha. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Amar Rav Chiya. And again, today's shiur was sponsored in honor of the forthcoming marriage of Lior Leah Shlomit to Noam Weinberger by the Cook family. And again, sponsored Leila Nishmas, Yitzhak Arya ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his grandchildren and great grandchildren. Okay, we'll stop here.